We're talking about our acne. Acne is a skin condition that occurs when your hair follicles become plugged with oils, dead skin cells. It causes whiteheads, blackheads, or pimples. Acne is most common among teenagers though it affects people for all ages. Effective acne treatments are available, but acne can be persistent. The pimples and bumps heal slowly, and when one begins to go away, others seem to crop up. So depending on its severity, acne can cause emotional distress, scars to the skin. And the earlier you start treating it, the lower your risk of such problems. So there are certain symptoms. Like with this episode, we're talking about acne. I'm going to actually teach you how to cleanse and what masks to use homemade-wise. Acne signs vary depending. It depends on the severity. So you have the whiteheads that close the pores. So they are closed pores. That's your common acne. And then you have blackheads, open plug pores. They're open plug pores. That's how the dirt gets in. And that's your common acne also. Then you have a small red tender bumps, which are like pustules. And those are cystic acne. Those you can't open up. They're underneath this epidermis. Then you have your pimples, which are pustules, which are cystic acne with pus at their tip. So you can see the whites of the comedomes, your natural white heads, pussy pimples. The large, solid, painful lumps under the skin. And those are really tough. Those are painful. And you got your painful, they're pusful lymph. They're under the skin, cystic lesions. And those really are not comfortable. Now, acne usually appears on the face, on the forehead, chest, upper back, and shoulders. A lot of people get the back acne. Excuse me. When to see your dermatologist? I, as a specialist, I will recommend a dermatologist if it comes to the point that it's very deep into the pore. If the self-care remedies don't clear your acne, see your primary care doctor. It's very important. It could be, internal issues. He or she can prescribe stronger medication. If the acne persists or is severe, you may want to seek a medical treatment from a doctor who specializes in this. So like I said, I would refer you to a dermatologist. For many women, acne can persist for decades with flare-ups usually common through your menstruation. The type of acne tends to clear up without treatment in women who are on contraceptives. An older adult or a sudden onset severe acne, these are all signals, underlying disease requiring medical attention. The Food and Drug Administration warns that some popular non-prescription acne lotions, cleansers, and other skincare products can cause a serious reaction. This type of reaction is quite rare, so don't be, alarmed or confused. With any redness, irritation, or itchiness can occur in the area where you apply the medication or product. People are very sensitive skin. Usually anyone with acne has sensitivity to the skin. Even with just drying your face, you become very flushed and red. If you're doing anything with a product and you feel like difficulty breathing, swelling of the eyes and lips, and tightness of the throat, it's common knowledge that you are allergic to something in that product. Seek emergency attention right away. Causes, four main factors. Cause for acne, you have the sebum, and that's your excess oil production. You have your hair follicles clogged by oil and dead cells. This is how they develop, from the clogged hair follicles. And that's a bacteria, of course, and inflammation. So the acne typically appears on your face, your forehead, your chest, your upper back, shoulders. because these areas of the skin have the most sebaceous oils, glands. And this keeps you young too. You know, the more oils you have, the better the skin, but in control. Hair follicles are connected to the oil glands. The follicles may be bunched up and produced whitehead. A whitehead bulge right out of the face. Or the plugged may be open for the surface and dark and causing a blackhead. So when they're plugged, that happens. A blackhead may look like dirt stuck in a pore, but actually the pore is congested with bacteria and oils, which turns brown and when it's exposed to the air. The pimples are raised red spots with a white center that develops when the blocked hair follicles become inflamed or infected with bacteria. The blockage and inflammation deep inside the hair follicles produce cystic-like lumps and beneath the surface of your skin, other pores in your skin, which are openings of the sweat glands, are usually involved in acne. Certain things may trigger or worsen the acne. You have your hormonal changes. You know, your hormones have a lot to do with it. Puberty causes sebaceous glands to enlarge and make more sebum. Hormones changes during your midlife, particularly in women, can lead to breakouts too. Certain medications, example, include drug containing certain testosterone or lithium in the product that can cause it too. And diet. Studies indicate that consuming certain foods, including carbohydrate-rich foods such as bread, bagels, chips, may worsen the acne. It doesn't bring it on, but it does worsen it. And further studies is needed to examine whether people with acne would benefit from following specific dietary restrictions. Stress automatically. Stress is really a common cause of acne. But if you have acne, you already stress. The stress may make it worse. There are myths. The acne myths is the factor have little effects on acne. Even chocolate, greasy foods, eating chocolate or greasy foods have little no effect to acne. Hygiene isn't caused by dirty skin. Acne isn't caused by that. In the fact, scrubbing the skin too hard or cleansing a harsh soap or chemicals irritate the skin and can make it worse. The cosmetics don't necessarily worsen the acne, especially if you use oil-free makeup that doesn't clog pores. The non-comedogenics that remove the makeup regularly are non-oily cosmetics, so don't don't think that would affect the acne. So there's a lot of complications, you know, with people with darkened skin types and are more likely than are people with lighter skin to experience these acne complications, the scars and the skin changes. And then there's risk factors. So, you know, your age has a lot to do with it. Your hormonal changes, your family history, greasy, oily substance, friction, or pressure on your skin. So I think we're covering most of what we're talking about with the skin. And then we'll go into severe skin conditions and what we can do to cleanse it and how to clean it. And that will control it. That's it. It won't make it worse and it'll make it feel better. Alleviate that stress in the skin. That's stress in your face. You know, it's very serious. So we'll talk to you soon next episode.